For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein this week denied a New York Times report he recommended removing President Trump from office. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley tells ABC's This Week, as a cabinet member, she's never heard such a conversation, also questioning claims in Bob Woodward's book, Fear, of fractious relationships between Trump and his national security team.
I don't see it. I'm telling you that, and the other thing is when you've got people that won't go on the record and say it, you have to question whether it's true.
Haley says she's at the White House at least every other week. On Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is holding strong in their negotiations with North Korea.
What we've made clear is the economic sanctions, the driving force to achieve the outcome we're looking for, will not be released. The U.S. Security Council will not reduce those sanctions until such time as we've achieved that final denuclearization.
Pompeo tells Fox News he's working on a second summit. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The California professor who says Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her decades ago will probably testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. Tentative plans are in place for Thursday. Details still being worked out. Kavanaugh denies the allegation. His friend and colleague Sarah Fagan, the Republican strategist, one of dozens of women vouching for his character.
And I know it because I've worked with this person in incredibly grueling situations in the White House, hours stress. I've socialized with him. I've been in large groups with him, small groups with him.
Thank you to CNBC. She hasn't spoken to him in the week since the allegation surfaced. More than a week after Hurricane Florence slammed into the East Coast, many of the rivers in North and South Carolina are now cresting. As floodwaters recede elsewhere, meteorologist Karen McGinnis tells CNN some evacuees are returning to find catastrophic damage.
Many people have gone back to their homes in spite of the floodwaters to save whatever mementos or anything that they can from their homes. The residents say that no area has gone untouched.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House votes this week on a Senate-passed spending bill that could avert a government shutdown. USA's Wendy King reports.
Congress only has one more week to pass the sweeping $854 billion spending bill. The new fiscal year begins October 1st. This bill includes funding for the Departments of Defense, Health and Human Services, and Labor and Education. Funding for those government departments not yet addressed have been wrapped into a short-term spending measure that runs through December 7th. The short-term measure includes funding for President Trump's signature border wall. The president is unhappy that his border wall funding has been delayed, so he still could decide not to sign the funding bill and trigger a government shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Japan successfully lands two rovers on the surface of an asteroid in the first asteroid landing of its kind. The rovers will return to Earth in 2020 after studying the composition of the rock and gathering samples. Retired NASA astronaut Leroy Chow told CNN it's an exciting achievement.
They've gone down to the surface, which is pretty incredible because this Ryukyu, the asteroid itself, is only about 1 kilometer in diameter, and the gravity level on this asteroid is about 180,000. That of the Earth.
Beneath their desolate surfaces, asteroids are believed to contain a rich treasure trove of information about the formation of the solar system billions of years ago. A third rover called Mascot will be launched in early October. For USA Radio.